You're listening to the Holistic Spaces podcast brought to you by Mindful Design Feng Shui School. Episode 270, Creating a Mindful Workspace with Feng Shui. Welcome to episode 270 of the Holistic Spaces podcast, where we hope to inspire, educate, and empower you to create your own holistic spaces that nurture and resonate with you. Angie Cho and Laura Morris are the founders of the Mindful Design Feng Shui School and authors of the forthcoming book, Mindful Living. We teach feng shui online at mindfuldesignschool.com. Be sure to sign up for our mailing list. There's a link in the show notes, and that's the best way to keep in touch with all of our happenings. So welcome back. We're on our third episode of our new Mindful Living series, and this week we're looking at creating a mindful kitchen with feng shui. So what do we mean by creating a mindful kitchen or mindfully creating your kitchen? In feng shui, our kitchen represents our home's abundance and resources because it's the room in which we cook for ourselves. It has a hearth, which is fire, to cook food, to transform food into something that is nourishing for our bodies. And then we also have water coming into this space too. So we have water element, we have fire element, we have metal element through our cooking devices, we have fresh food. And there's a lot of different aspects to the kitchen that are really vital for humans to thrive. So it's a really important space in the home. So in this Mindful Living series, Laura and I really wanted to walk through some of the main areas of the home so that you can appreciate the symbolic meaning and connect with your space. And specifically for the kitchen, we were hoping that this would encourage you to explore and investigate ways to shift your mindset around how you nourish yourself and eventually how that trickles down to how you can support yourself, how well you can do in the world, and your feelings of abundance and prosperity.
And with this series, we're encouraging you, as we've mentioned in the other two, if you've missed those, we do one about the bedroom and then we did one about the workspace. We are encouraging you to really look at your space and ask yourselves questions about it. So to explore, to query, rather than to just sort of blindly go in with a checklist. And, you know, don't get me wrong, we've made checklists. We know we have checklists, and we're not saying that checklists are bad. But what we're doing in this and what we're doing in the book that Angie and I, the Mindful Living book, is we're encouraging people to really connect more deeply with their spaces and what that means to them on a symbolic level. And by asking questions and exploring it, kind of going at it from a different way and choosing one, because you only need to do one thing to really kickstart the chi in the space, it's really finding more ease around these kinds of functional explorations rather than stressing people out. You know, I think we all need to have less to-do lists and less things that we can barely fit in a day. And we just need to find ease. So that's our intention. So we'll start with the question, what does your kitchen mean to you? We've asked this question for each of the rooms. So again, you can journal, you can sit in your kitchen, you can explore this while you're cooking in your kitchen. You know, personally, I think I've been sharing my personal feelings about these. You know, sometimes people have a big challenge in their kitchen that they find is an obstacle and frustrate them. Is there a way that you can mindfully embrace that rather as a challenge, you know, just to see other parts of your kitchen and having gratitude for that? So for me, my kitchen, I love spending time in my kitchen. It is where I decompress. So if I have had a very long day or, you know, I've been kind of working and I want to turn off, I cook, right? I cook and I am at my island and I'm cutting and cooking and I feel at ease when I'm doing that. And so for me, my kitchen represents where I nourish not only from a food standpoint, like nutrients, but from an energetic standpoint, like it recharges me. So think about what that means to you. And then let's drill down a little bit more. We said the main character of the bedroom was the bed. Well, guess what? The main character of the kitchen is your stove. So how do you feel about that main character? What is your relationship with that main character? Do you think that main character is really cool and good looking and, you know, does all these great things? Or has your stove seen better days? Is it a little bit greasy? Is a little bit, you know, neglected? Or is it just the latest in technology and you take such good care of it that, you know, it's your favorite item in that because you cook and it's like your favorite item. So everyone is going to have a different feeling around their stove. You know what? I am going to guess that like 90% of the people listening have never even thought about their stove. So there you go. That's the first thing, is really stand there and look at your stove and, you know, be grateful. It's an important appliance. And then I know that there's those of you listening right now saying, but I never use my stove. I never cook. Okay, that's fine. In feng shui, your stove is still connected. It is one of the single most important areas or pieces that is connected with finances and overall well-being in terms of nourishing and then by extension, finances, right? So it's where you cook your food. It's where you nourish your family. So even if you're not using it actively, energetically, it still holds that potential, right? You know, boil water, boil an egg, or if you cook, then when you're cooking, just really feel that gratitude and get a sense of what your stove means to you and how you feel about it. Then no matter how you feel about your stove, we would suggest one thing is you can do is you can clean your stove with intention. Okay. With a non-toxic cleaner, you can clean it. You can give it a little bit of love. And of course, this goes without saying, if there's anything that's functionally wrong with it, that it needs to be fixed, you need to repair it. Okay. So this is sort of giving, really actually looking at your stove and seeing how you feel about it.
Yeah, the stove is an interesting thing that you said that you think a lot of people probably don't even think about it. But I've had people tell me one is that they really, I've had someone actually tell me they hate their stove. I've had someone tell me that they also dislike their stove and they wish that they could upgrade, but they weren't able to, that their partner did not agree to upgrade the stove or spend the money on the stove. And there's also been other things like, for instance, people in rentals. I hear this a lot where there's a stove that's in disrepair and it's a rental and the landlord won't repair it. And, you know, even for my own story, I had an inexpensive stove for a long time. And when we did our renovation, we did upgrade it. So, you know, we'll see. And some people have very small stoves. Even now we see more and more. A lot of people live in challenging situations and may not even have a stove. So it depends. And one question we get a lot is, does it matter if it's a gas or electric stove? No, it doesn't matter. In fact, Laura and I, we have to now often say your primary cooking appliance. So to acknowledge people who may just be cooking with a hot plate or with a microwave. No, it doesn't matter. It's the symbol of where you are cooking for yourself. So please remember that. So our second investigation that we recommend you do to create a mindful kitchen is to investigate and be curious about what your relationship to food is and nourishing yourself. Like, what is the state of the food that you store in your kitchen? Maybe it's time to tidy your food storage. Like, when's the last time you went through all of your cupboards and your cabinets and your refrigerator and took out anything that's expired in the back, wiped down the shelves? Because the life force energy or the chi in your food directly affects your chi, even when it's stored in your kitchen. So you would want to just explore what's happening in there. It's the same as that drawer that you never look in or the closet that you never look in. Maybe there can be things that you maybe want to compost and pass on or let go of because it's no longer something that represents what you want to eat, or maybe it's spoiled and expired. So investigate, clean, tidy your food storage, wipe down your cabinets, and then take that exercise and really investigate what is your relationship to food and nourishing yourself, and see how that can relate to your overall health and well-being and how that relates to everything else in your life. And everything is included. You can say, oh, you know, I do my best. I have a perfect diet. Or you could say, I wish I did if I had more finances. Or you could say, oh gosh, I never even cook for myself. I eat all the time. So there's no judgments involved in the answers. We're simply asking you to ask the question and to reflect on it. And then notice if there's anything that you can glean from this mindful investigation of your kitchen and how that can reflect upon your relationship to food and nourishing yourself, and also how that trickles down to your ability to feel abundant and prosperous.
And the last question we'll have you think about and ask and ponder is, when you're in your kitchen, do you feel that the energy of your kitchen is lively and fresh? It's vibrant. Do you feel a vibrant sensation when you're in your kitchen? Kitchens are, again, the hearth of the home, right? It's traditionally where people come together. It's, you know, celebration. And that alone can be a way to energize your kitchen, right? You know, you have lots of family and friends gathering. You know, if anyone's ever had a party, everyone ends up in the kitchen. So, you know, that is that energy or chi, that's lively chi. That's, you know, what you're looking for. Because again, don't forget, this is where we're nourishing ourselves. We're supporting ourselves. We're filling our energetic cup, right? As well as actually eating there. And if you feel when you've explored, you might say, oh yeah, it's great. You know, there's so much life in my kitchen. You know, we laugh, the family's gathering while we're cooking, we're laughing, we're talking, you know, whatever your situation is. But if you did give it some thought, and you said, you know, I think I could use more. I feel like I'd like to adjust the chi of my kitchen and improve it and boost it. There is a very simple thing you can do. There's lots of things you can do, but we're going to give you the easiest thing you can do, which is to both symbolically bring in nourishment as well as abundance, as well as raise the chi. So you're going to get a bowl, your favorite bowl. Doesn't have to be fancy. It can just be a regular mixing bowl. And you're going to place 9 oranges. Any kind of orange species is fine. You know, tangerines, clementines, oranges, you know, blood oranges. I don't know how many different kinds of tangelos, whatever, just an orange, you know, and whatever you can find at the grocery store, 9 of them. Fresh. You can pick a similar citrus fruit again in the grouping, but the orange part is important. So round and orange, because that symbol, the orange, is symbolic of abundance. Okay. They look like little gold coins or big gold coins. The number 9 is also lucky in feng shui. We love 9s. And when you're making this offering of this very, very simple offering, placing it in your kitchen, you're setting the intentions to bring in that bright, cleansing, vibrant energy into your home. And yes, you can eat your oranges. You don't have to sit there and watch them rot. Please eat them. Please let your family eat them.
Yeah. So just to review, to create a mindful kitchen with feng shui, we invite each of you to explore how your kitchen makes you feel, your feelings around it, the meanings around it for you. What does your kitchen mean to you? How do you feel about your stove if anything comes up? And remember, a non-answer or neutral is also an answer. So maybe you feel nothing. Or like Laura had mentioned, maybe you don't even think about your stove. And then what is your relationship to food and nourishing yourself? And then do you feel that the energy in your kitchen is lively and fresh? So we hope all of you will explore how to create a mindful kitchen with feng shui. And thank you so much for listening to the Holistic Spaces podcast. You can tune in every week for a new episode. Be sure to check out our forthcoming book, Mindful Living. It's available for pre-order. And if you like our podcast, please leave a review or rate it. These little things are really helpful. And it's a great way to support us. You can also join our mailing list. There's an opt-in link in the show notes, or you can visit mindfuldesignschool.com/join. It's the best way to stay in touch with us. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.